World History presents Rome, Antiquity's Superpower, read by Paul Bowne. In 52 BC, after 6 years of war against the Gallic tribes, Julius Caesar had tamed another enemy of the Roman Republic. Almost 1 million Gauls were taken as slaves, while their land became just another Roman province. Soon, tons of grain, along with lucrative taxes, were flying towards the imperial capital, whose inhabitants enjoyed all the luxuries of the provinces. Everything had changed since outlaws had founded Rome almost 500 years earlier. The small city on the Seven Hills had grown powerful through irresistible military might and political ingenuity. And the Roman Republic came to rule an expansive territory that stretched around the Mediterranean and beyond. A few years later, Julius Caesar was brutally assassinated, and the Republic was replaced by an empire that mad tyrants and power-hungry generals would ultimately destroy from within. In this special issue, discover the rich history behind antiquity's greatest power. 1. Birth of Rome, 753 to 218 BC. In just 500 years, Rome grew from being an insignificant refuge for mercenaries and bandits to a city that ruled over the entire Italian peninsula. With a mixture of military might and diplomatic ingenuity, the growing empire subjugated the peninsula's many different peoples. At the same time, the Romans created a unique political system with a comprehensive set of written laws that exerted extensive power over both rich and poor. The story of the Roman Empire begins on the banks of the River Tiber, which flows through one of the most fertile areas of the Italian peninsula. Somewhere near the Mediterranean coast, the river bends sharply, and there, more than 3,000 years ago, traders and fishermen were able to cross the river in small boats. When they landed on the southern bank, they could make out 7 flat hills, which had been carved out by the river in the distant past. The hills acted as natural defenses for millennia, shielding the primitive lowland tribes from their enemies. But gradually, the fertile area also became home to the people of the Apennine Mountains to the east. The newcomers could melt bronze and fire pottery, and lived as nomads for part of the year. The area also attracted the Latins, a people from the Latium coastal plain to the south, and even travelers from the sea, probably from the Balkans, who brought with them iron-working skills. In the fertile region between the mountains, Mediterranean and agricultural land, the Roman Empire emerged as a melting pot of people with different talents. At some point, between 1000 and 700 BC, the first wooden house was erected, and the small nomadic settlements made way for a permanent village. We don't know the exact date when this happened, but it marked the moment the small farming community took its first steps towards becoming one of the most awe-inspiring empires in world history. Murderous twins founded Rome. Today, more than 2,500 years later, historians are still struggling to separate the myths of early Rome from reality. The earliest written sources have been lost, and the accounts of Roman storytellers need to be taken with a good pinch of salt. According to Roman legends, the empire's history began when a Vestal Virgin priestess from Latium gave birth to twin boys. She claimed that their father was Mars, the god of war. But Latium's king Amulius wasn't convinced. Believing she had broken her vow of celibacy, he killed the priestess and cast her sons into the Tiber. The legend claims that the twins were taken by the current and drifted ashore at the foot of one of Rome's 7 hills.